love you so, baby. And I'm glad to see you coming home. I got a little change in my pocket.
Time to check out what's going on in the world today. The big stories of the day. What they mean to you. You can sound off at 888-302-3684. Sound off to whom, you might ask. Well, to the 3 or 4 million people that are listening, plus Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler, listening intently. That's what's going on in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our thought for the day today, nature gave us one tongue and two ears, so we could hear twice as much as we speak. The word of the day today is craptacular.
Oh.
All right, so you can use that.
Craptacular, that's a great word.
Like the presence of Dr. Ron Hoffman later on, talking about some of the medical news important. Let's get to the, is this the regular news? I was going to say the real news, but there are a lot of things going on that one might consider real news. The top U.S. intelligence officials are testifying at congressional hearings, much as they did several weeks ago. The public uproar over the NSA collecting information on Americans now is put aside because we're upset about them collecting information about Europeans.
We only collect information on people we like. So feel good about that.
Right. And so what good does it do us? My question here for the general consideration is how many different branches of various services are doing the same thing. And the reason I bring it up is because the House has its own subcommittee studying this. Mm-hmm. The Senate has a subcommittee studying this. The administration has a subcommittee studying this. Isn't this really part of the point of scrutiny we have? Yeah, people say, well, it's important because we have checks and balances and all that stuff. Hello, how many people are stumbling over each other now that we find out that all this stuff is going on by not only the NSA, but there are security forces in the armed services that are doing this sort of thing? You know, and I know the CIA is monitoring a lot of stuff, and the FBI is monitoring. So here we have not only the branches of government fumbling and bumbling all over themselves trying to figure out what's going on, but we have a lot of other people doing the same thing that the NSA is doing because they don't talk to each other. So, in my opinion, it is you, the American taxpayer, or at least I was going to say all of you listening, but maybe half of you, because the other half of you are on government programs. So half of you are getting diddled here. You're getting diddled big time because these things are going on, and now we're trying to figure out how extensive they are in terms of who's being monitored. But the other side of it is, how many agencies are up to no good? Or is it no good? Is it a good thing that we're monitoring? That's I'm throwing this stuff against the wall, see what sticks, Jennifer.
One of the suggestions that I've read online is that the U.S. wants as much information as possible about other countries because they want to make its own our own decisions about foreign policy issues like Syria and Iran.
Really?
So I guess they're going on to the party line. Yeah. Like, okay, what does France think about Syria? And taking a little listen into the tappings. Isn't that kind of funny?
The tappings.
Instead of just going, hey, Mr. France, what do you think? We're going to just listen into your secret phone calls to figure it out.
Yeah. So, Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter, at Good Day Show. What do we have there in terms of at least this focus on all of the surveillance that's going on? Please, give us a break.
Sam says, the Snowden gifts just keep on giving. This show is fascinating, and it beats anything on TV.
Yeah. Is this reality television? Reality.
Maybe we should pitch TLC on the Ed Snowden Show. Keeping up with the Snowdens or something.
Hey, I like that. And that wouldn't take much. Actually, you'd have to produce in Russia anyway. All right, anything else good there, Kenny?
John says, I thought nations just spied on each other all the time anyway. And Tim says, out of control NSA, out of control IRS, out of control ACA. It's like Washington needs a leader or something.
Hmm. Really? Think so?
It wouldn't be a bad idea. But, you know, I don't really, I may be in the minority here. I don't really have a problem with us spying on other countries, even our allies.
Really?
Do you?
I do if it's
I don't
done
like
three
our
or four
citizens.
Times. I don't. What you're missing, the point of my objection, isn't so much I mean, the people who are upset with me because I think Snowden did a good thing, it's caused us to examine all of these issues.
I agree with you on that, by the way. I think it's something important that we needed to know about.
Yep. And then when we find out not only is the NSA doing it, but all these other agencies are doing the same thing, the amount of, and somebody brought this up in the last hour, I think, Kenny, with regard to all the technology we have. What did you think was going to be done with it? We developed all this super spy mm-hmm. technology.
Got to use it.
And who's... Yeah. We even have... I suppose you could make the OnStar reference, or the fact that we all have GPSs, or we all can be tracked by our cell phone. Everybody knows everything about everybody. What's the big deal? So I'm not so concerned about that as I am how much duplication, triplication is going on. Is there such a thing as quartification? Is that a word?
If you say so, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, boss.
I think that's the pink sheet.
That is. Anyway. That's my problem. I have a lot of problems. That's one of them. 888-302.
Not your biggest.
Thanks very much for that. You're so enlightening, Jennifer. 888-302-3684. In a moment, the second half of that story is that now the administration is considering ending spying on leaders of other countries who are our friends.
See, instead of just saying why we do it, they have to end it now. It's just ridiculous. And then they're going to find a new way to do it.
888-302-3684. Of course they are. A federal judge struck down the Texas abortion law. We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. It's a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Ken Kessler here to regale you with their intelligence and the intelligence of others about whom they read. Or for whom they speak. Or for whom the bell tolls, as it were. There we are. Okay. 13 and change past the hour. How are your teeth looking this morning?
You want to see them?
I'd like to see them. Please. Smile. I want to see those teeth right by the microphone. Yeah, very good. Yeah, really.
Okay.
Very nice. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Jennifer, you've done a nice job. I would say to those of you who are not as good, if you're going to call me now, or maybe even you just... If you're listening on the radio, you can hold your teeth up to the radio. Or if you're on some other device, you know, there are different ways of you listening to this program. DougSteffen.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRNTalk.com, by the way, celebrating 30 years. Your father just wants to upstage me by 5 years. Was that what this whole thing was all about?
Legitimately, we did. We started in 1983. What year did you start?
88.
No, so see, that's fine. But you're doing a different thing than we did. We're a network. You're a show. So it's still impressive, Dougie. Don't forget.
And I'm only on 6 of the 7 channels. How many channels am I on at CRN Digital?
A lot.
Really?
You want to know something funny? This is how you know you spent too much time in radio. And then I'd love to go back to our talk about whitening your teeth.
Whitening your teeth, yes.
I had a dream last night that I rented a timeshare from Rush Limbaugh.
Ha, ha, ha.
Like, I was calling this guy looking for a place to stay, and it was like this familiar voice.
In the cabana and behind his house
right?
in Palm Beach.
That and it was like this familiar voice, and I said, are you Rush Limbaugh?
Are you Rush Limbaugh? All right.
Okay, back to you, Mr.
Back to me, and
yes.
Focus on your teeth. If you have a need to improve yourself, and who doesn't? We all are interested in self-improvement, right? Health and well-being. Improve your life by whitening your smile. May I suggest it has never, ever, ever been easier. Time you try Power Swabs, the world's first tooth detergent. It has been clinically tested and clinically proven to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in just 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. This is a breakthrough because Power Swabs uses coconut oil as the cleansing detergent. That's what makes it work. All natural, no bleaches and sand in your those little emulsifiers that they put in toothpaste. Some circumstances, those trays, yuck, none of that stuff. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 and order the way to get your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Call Power Swabs, Power Swabs. You all need your Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen, you get free shipping on your entire order. White teeth in 5 minutes. Teeth are 2 shades whiter in 5 days. 6 shades, I'm sorry, 5 shades. Say that again, Doug. 2 shades whiter in 1 day. 5 shades whiter in 7 days. Did I say that before? You know what I'm talking about. They're going to be brighter. whiter when you use power swabs. 800-865-7602. Don't forget the free shipping. And also, when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll send you a stain-out quick stick that's good for on-the-run cleansing and whitening of your teeth. 800-865-7602.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed. For adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
All right, so the federal judge, this is Doug's good day, by the way, 19 after the hour, federal judge ruling yesterday that the new Texas abortion restrictions are unconstitutional and will not take effect as scheduled. The regulations were supposed to be implemented, I think, starting today, weren't they, or the 1st of November,
mm-hmm.
at some point. The district judge said the law violated the rights of abortion doctors to do what they think is best for their patients and would unreasonably restrict a woman's access to an abortion clinic. The ruling came in response to a lawsuit brought by Planned Parenthood and some of the other people that provide this service. The law was passed by the Republican-controlled legislature. Remember Wendy Davis?
I do, and her pink
filibuster
tennis shoes. Yeah.
Speech at the Capitol. She's the one who's running for governor now. This looks like another way of her getting into the forefront of this whole situation in Texas. Good news for her, I guess.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo.
Oh, I was so into it till you started singing.
When you arouse and need me,
you can't tell the difference.
My voice and his.
You're right, it's blend.
Need in me. Proceed with what you're leading me to. It's such an ancient pit.
For whatever the reason, this song by Frank Sinatra, which was one always in the top 20 of all of his tunes. No nicer.
This is dinner making music, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, you make a nice dinner, maybe have a glass of wine, throw a chicken in the oven.
Nah, this is making love music, not making dinner music.
Man. That's Barry White music, come on.
Depends on your age and attitude, I guess, much as anything else. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. In this portion of this hour of the program, we focus on some of the outtakes from the monologues of the late night shows, and a couple of them were focused on Halloween. Golly, what a surprise. Halloween is right around the corner. Who would have thunk it? Here's Jay
love
Leno.
It. This time of year is so
great. Leno.
Funny.
Jay Leno.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, y'all ready for Halloween?
Yeah. This is interesting. They say trick-or-treating is expected to decline this year for the 10th straight year. Experts say kids still love candy. They just hate the walking. Can't just bring the candy to the funnel or something? Hey, I know kids are getting heavier. Have you noticed this? I mean, I have two type of trick-or-treaters that come to my house, type one and type two. Those are
hey, you know, Kanye West, you know what this guy did? He went to a baseball stadium out there in San Francisco, and he rinsed the stadium, and he in the stadium, Kim Kardashian, pops the question right there. He says to her, "Why are you famous?"
And then
wrong question.
They, as of yet, they have not chosen a site for the divorce, but it was
That's right. Halloween is just a couple of days away. Oh, man, I'm probably not going to dress up this year, though. I never do. I just think Halloween is for kids and sluts.
Kids and sluts.
And they both win. They have a great night. But forget this. A new survey found that 10% of Americans actually plan on wearing a costume to work for Halloween. Yeah, because if there's anything better than getting fired on Halloween, it's getting fired by a clown. It's like, oh.
There you go.
It does lighten the mood a little.
Yeah, it does. It's good. So, speaking of lightening the mood, let's turn that around for a moment. There are a lot of people who are talking this week about Sandy, the hurricane that happened a year ago this week.
Anniversary yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday. The candles and flashlights lighting up the shore along the East Coast, people paying their respects to what was lost when the storm roared on shore last year. I was looking back at the history of some powerful storms. Hurricane Mitch, one of the strongest Atlantic storms ever, made landfall in this state in 1998, slamming into Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, and other Central American countries, causing a flood of illegal immigrants moving to the United States. Now, that wasn't the real story, but anyway. the story with wind and rain.
The tires are washing up.
Right. Actually, it's not a laughing matter. 10,000 people were killed in that storm.
Really sad.
And yesterday, you saw the stories about the storm hitting England. Some of the pictures, the video of the dramatic water raging, gushing. You know, they have in England, the same as most other areas of the world, many homes are built right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't, Britain's not the place that you would expect this sort of thing to happen. So there hasn't been any trouble for centuries, actually. And so you see some of these older homes getting washed away or getting really damaged seriously by these high. It looked like the water was splashing 40, 50 feet in the air. If you saw that, the winds, really, almost hurricane force winds, unheard of for England. You know what it is? It's global warming. 28 past on Good Day, yeah.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Erickson. Following the outbreak of measles and whooping cough in Texas, should states leave it entirely up to parents to vaccinate, encourage them, or even require vaccination in such cases of contagious diseases?
I think in some cases, under some circumstances, you would have to require. But as a general rule, you strongly encourage with education and the rest parents to vaccinate. You don't want a backlash. You don't want to lay down the law and then people just don't do it.
You know, it's very simple. If you don't want to vaccinate your kids, don't have kids. This story fascinates me in that it was really a number of prominent liberal activists in Hollywood who tied vaccinations to autism, and then suddenly you had evangelical communities listening to these people who started doing this. The science doesn't prove what they're scared of. It makes me so mad.
This is what scientific ignorance does to you.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Eric Erickson.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the celiac Spruce seal of approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tuesday, 10/29/13 on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. You'll learn all about the things that are in the news, best stories of the day as you wake up for a lot of you, and then you can express yourself as to what you think it all means
at 8:00. The best stories, and then the stories on the NSA.
3023684. I don't know. I didn't whether it's the best story or not. I find it interesting that the Tea Party, when a lot of them show up in Washington, the national media falls all over itself to cover a big rally. I don't know if there are 50 or 100 people show up. But then, over this past weekend, there were thousands of people who gathered to protest the NSA spying, and I didn't see a peep in any of the big corporate newspapers. Did any of you?
No.
Not a peep. Not a word. No.
Weird how that works, huh?
Well, it's...
I'm going to call my friend Tokyo Rose and investigate.
Well, the thing is, with the Tea Party, there is usually some advanced warning that they're doing something. And I didn't hear anything about a protest about the NSA coming
protest
up this weekend.
Protest was called Stop Watching Us. It was sponsored by a large coalition of organizations from all over the political spectrum. There were people there representing the ACLU, people there representing the Libertarians. That's how I knew about it, because I subscribe to several Libertarian bugles, and the Libertarians are there because we, as a group, are pretty fed up with some of the things that I enumerated earlier on, in case you didn't hear me talking about the duplication of all of this stuff by various agencies and how much you, as the taxpayer, is having to pay for this duplication. Never mind that we are spying on people that were the information we're never going to. We don't need to be spying on 60 million Spanish people.
Can I stop you right there?
You may, Jennifer.
Did you just officially, on air at 35 minutes past the hour, maybe 36 now, my clock is off, just to align yourself as a Libertarian?
I've always been a
officially,
Libertarian.
I know, but you haven't officially been. Well, you're still officially a Republican.
No, I wasn't. I signed off of the Republican Party 4 or 5 years ago. I actually signed off, I think, the second or third year George Bush was president because he was an embarrassment. And then I thought the Tea Party was really into something that is, and I still think they are, if they would just stick to fiscal matters and stay out of everybody's bedroom.
I wish they would just call themselves
business.
Constitutional conservatives.
Whatever.
The Tea Party. I think
yeah.
It would be better.
Compassionate conservatives.
Well, oh, no.
That's already been used and it didn't work.
I have anyway, that bumper sticker, by the way.
There were a lot of protesters that started at Union Station, which is a train station in downtown Washington. What a great station, too, by the way, just as an aside. One of the great buildings in our capital, and there's a sort of circle there. And they went out into the circle carrying signs, chanting against all this mass surveillance. And the event had ex-politicians, but no present politicians, whistleblowers. There was even a punk band, but it was ignored by the mainstream media. And I think that that underscores something that we talk about here every day. More news happens about other things going on, invasive programs here, world problems there, people, and they just, for whatever the reason, maybe it's because, as I suggested, it's a corporate, that's the definition. The corporate is like the big corporations that run many, or not most of the rest of the stuff going on in our country. They manage the news that you get. And if it weren't for people like me, and I'm not sticking out my chest and saying, wow, Doug Stanton, what a great guy he is, but I'm fed up with the traditional news coverage because it isn't news. It's all pejorative BS. Or, as the word of the day would indicate, it's crap-tacular. Yes.
Crap-tacular.
Yeah. So, an idea, I guess, is these people, I didn't want their demonstration to go unnoticed. A lot of people are really angry about our privacy rights being violated, and the groups that were at this protest, this is real bipartisanship as far as I'm concerned, they really showed what you can do if you present nonviolent, peaceful protesting, and it brings in effectively so many different people in this circumstance from all sides of the political spectrum who are paying attention to what's going on. Hello? Knock, knock. Anybody home?
Right.
All right. Dr. Ron Hoffman, say good.
Those are the people that Edward Snowden should have gone to.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Point. That's a good, interesting point, Kenny. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what he had to say, I think we all agree, what he had to say was important, but the way he did it was probably not the best way.
No, he showed immaturity, and he's 29 years old. He doesn't have any maturity really anyway. Like Bradley Manning, he didn't have any. Well, what's her name now?
Oh, Chelsea.
Chelsea Manning.
Yeah, she's a hot number.
Is she? Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us in about 5 minutes with an overview of some of the important medical news. In the meantime, speaking of medical news, the launch of the federal government's insurance exchange, healthcare.gov.
I heard the website is actually like back up-ish again today.
Really? Well, the delays, the errors, the design, I got a kick out of the USA Today article called it an inexcusable mess and a nightmare. Okay, here
the
comes...
outrageous. What is this Sebelius still doing there? What? Come on.
Well, she's part of the good old gang. So here's another example of why the website's reputation is in tatters. You can leave it to me. Again, not sticking out much. I just like to find the different
stuff. Listen to you all patting yourself
on the back
today.
I don't want to talk about what everybody else is talking about. Let's take the main story and do something that goes sort of sideways with it. So here's something that you didn't hear or probably didn't know until this point. This is something that was buried in the source code of healthcare.gov. A sentence that is going to be, now that we have the working of Doug Steffen's brain in action here. This is, you think this is embarrassing? Quote. This is in the
what, your brain or what you're going to say?
No, what I'm going to say.
Okay.
You have no reasonable expectation of privacy regarding any communication or data stored on this information system.
No, that's
you
been
have
a big debate.
No reasonable expectation of privacy. We haven't debated it here.
No, we haven't debated it here, but I actually heard this, and I had someone on the air. I was doing a little fill-in gig last week and had someone who spoke about Obamacare. She's an insurance person and studied this, kind of immersed herself in it.
Mm-hmm.
And people on the side of Obamacare saying, well, not to worry. This is just your income and your Social Security. It has nothing to do with your patient's rights. You still get your HIPAA privacy under Obamacare, but you still are letting a lot of people see your income, your Social Security, and that kind of information, because you don't have to actually put any health information when you sign up for Obamacare.
All right, so Kenny, you signed up for this with the California program. Did you have to, when you hit the I accept button, did you, after you hit it, or before you hit it, did you read the terms and conditions?
I didn't, because my wife did that.
So you're blaming this on your wife?
Not
look
blaming
at
all. I'm sure she had to give up Social Security numbers. And
Oh, yeah. In fact, wasn't that one of the problems that you guys ran into, because they asked you for all seven of your children and wouldn't let you press submit without realizing you only had two?
On that first week, when we tried to sign up, they wanted the names of all of the seven dependents, and we don't have seven.
Here's the full portion of the code, which does not appear on the visible page where you have to click I accept. Quote, you have no reasonable expectation of privacy regarding any communication or data transiting, or stored on this information system. At any time and for any lawful government purpose, the government may monitor, intercept, and search and seize any communication or data transiting or stored on this information system. Any communication or data transiting or stored on this information system may be disclosed or used for any lawful government purpose. The sentence being to continue also appears again, but is only visible once on the page as displayed for users. So, here you go, boys and girls, moms and dads. Your government, supposedly working in your behalf as the people paying for it, sticking it in your ear or someplace else.
It's expected, though, because isn't this...
I didn't expect it.
No, but with big government, as government grows and people get addicted to entitlement programs, your freedoms go out the window. The more you're on government assistance, the more they run your life. So it's expected.
Same thing applies to giving up your legal rights for security. When you do that, you don't have either. You don't have rights and you don't have security.
Just a happy day.
Oh, yeah, it's a great day. This is the Dex Having Good Day program.
Take it all.
Yeah. Dr. Ron Hoffman here in a moment to talk about how there are various things going on in your body that may need closer scrutiny. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Check that out in a moment. 17 before the hour. This is Good Day.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you buy four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. And get an oil change for just $17.99 with coupon. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Ends 11/23. Oil change coupon ends 11/2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Here's today's Aramco Report with real estate and mortgage analyst Mayron Aram.
The bond market is continuing its sideways movement as investors await Wednesday's looming Fed meeting. Interest rates have been relatively unchanged over the last week, with 30-year fixed rates lingering at around 4.125% and 15-year rates still averaging 3.125%. The National Association of Realtors has again released a report which indicates a housing market that appears to be cooling off. A September sales report was the first period that showed lower pending sales than the year before in over 2 years. Incidentally, Pennsylvania, Colorado, and Rhode Island were the only three states that experienced a decrease in home prices from July to August, while Nevada, Florida, and Michigan saw home values increase by over 1%. For more information on home loans or real estate, visit our website at aramco.biz or call me at 800-710-2726. This is Alexander Aram filling in for Mehran Aram for Good Day.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grainger, the folks bringing you this portion of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with over a million products. If they don't have it, it probably doesn't exist. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. 15 before the hour now. Happy to have with us on his weekly visit. One of our medical advisors, Dr. Ron Hoffman, is here. Check out there's a wealth of information on his website, drhoffman.com with two Fs. All right, so Dr. Ron, the essence of flu shots. I think we danced around this a little bit before, but the news that it was good or is good for your heart, I thought was kind of interesting. Where did that come from?
Well, that's information that looks at people who've had heart disease or have had heart attacks that shows that if you take the flu shot, you're less likely to die. However, I think this may be misinterpreted. I think this may lead people to believe that they're more likely not to die if they take the flu shot in general. And I think that this just applies to people who are, pretty sick with heart disease. You know, of course, if you have bad heart disease, you get the flu. You know, the flu is pretty debilitating, and this can slightly increase your risk of dying. So, I think it's going to be marshaled as evidence that the flu shot is very, very important for everybody to take. And there certainly are benefits, but maybe not as much as the study suggests.
Have you got a cold?
Yes, I do.
Wait a minute.
Did you get a flu shot, Dr. Ron?
I immediately fell sick.
Really? There you go. There's advice for those of you. I'm amused, not because, I am kind of.
You think it's funny when doctors get sick.
I don't know. When you get a cold, that doesn't necessarily mean you're really sick.
Yeah, it's tough for us doctors because, if I was like a regular newscaster, a regular contributor, it wouldn't merit a comment. But we are mortal. We do get sick. And
you deal with sick people all the time. How can you not?
Well, if you have a good, strong immune system, may I suggest you take more nutritional supplements, Dr. Ron?
And we have the one for you.
And we got one for you.
It's really going to be tough at some point when I actually die, because people will be going, oh, my goodness. He's not immortal.
Right.
He actually succumbed to...
Breast milk that you can buy online now, apparently, whether it's the FDA that wants you to be worried about this, this has been going on for a long time, I think.
I have friends that do this, by the way.
Right.
New moms that are doing this.
There is I see this sort of a story, and I think, Ron, you knew that I had a dairy farm in Massachusetts, and I sell raw milk on my farm.
You don't have a side business with human breast milk, though.
I don't, but I was thinking...
I got the taps for you. We can make a little arrangement.
I have all of the things that are necessary. I got milking machines, or just get two instead of four, and that's probably a crude reference, but at any rate. Online purchase of breast milk, warnings against it because it may be high in bacteria. Now, this is something that, like a lot of old ruses having to do with anything like this, there's one incident of a problem, and all of a sudden, everything's bad. Am I right on that?
It kind of goes back to this very old institution of the wet nurse.
Yeah.
I mean, this is actually something that dates way back to the dawn of time. Wealthy, upscale women didn't want to bother with nursing, so they would, or maybe women who were unable to nurse, would hire out other women to do the nursing for them. And, now this is sort of a latter-day version of that, coupled with the Internet. It's a little more anonymous when you order it online.
Right. But who knows whether you're going to get it from Ethiopia or it's going to come from Timbuktu or wherever. And that's really what the problem
quality
is.
Quality is an issue. And, of course, for any donation of this type of material, you got to make sure that the donor is healthy, free of infectious disease or other problems.
Yeah. And you don't know that. So maybe this is a good thing to be called into question, in fact. Dr. Ron Hoffman here, drhoffman.com, the website. Check it out for all kinds of health news and information.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
months. I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Time is 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler up on what's going on. This is Tech Talk time on the Good Day program, and it always includes an insertion by Shelley Palmer, who's one of the well-known reporters when it comes to the technology scene, to the new gadget scene. He's there, and he's going to talk with you in a moment about Comcast's new Internet Plus service, which, as I understand it, lets you stream your favorite show over the Internet. You know about this,
Yeah,
Jenna?
It's what cable has to do to compete with Hulu and Netflix. Yeah. And so they're doing a good job of it, and you get access to all your favorite TV channels, which is cool.
All right, story coming up here on Good Day.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Comcast recently started offering a package aimed at the ever-growing masses of cord cutters. Internet Plus offers customers a 25-meg internet connection, 45 channels of basic TV, Comcast's video service, StreamPix, and a subscription to HBO and HBO Go. Internet Plus will set you back just $39.99 a month. More and more people, especially young people, are watching less live TV and instead are opting to stream or download their favorite shows. Comcast's Internet Plus essentially delivers what many people have been asking for, a legal way to watch the shows they want without paying an exorbitant amount of money per month. Internet Plus is only available for customers who sign up by January 31st, and its cost will go up to $70 after the first year of service. While the package isn't exactly what fans wanted, it's a great sign that cable companies are listening to what their customers want. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Everything you do on the Newsprint Network is important. Today we honor the following product review John posted with his new Samsung Galaxy Tab 3.
Apollo's Foot Care Deodorizer Balls are the luxury convertible of shoe deodorizer balls. I used to have a foot odor problem, the same way the beach has a sand problem. The scent was truly the devil's perfume. These magic balls changed all that. No more rank socks, no more iScape rentals telling me to just keep them. I rated the bike helmet that saved my life 4 stars, and I give these little miracles 5.
In honor of all the important things you do on the Newsprint Network, we bring you this great deal. Get the new 7-inch Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 with Android 4.2 Jelly Bean for just $49.99 when you sign up for a data plan starting at only $5 per month. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com today.
Offer ends 1/23/14. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination. Plan price excludes taxes and Sprint surcharges. Restrictions apply.
All right, so there's something that I got a hold of yesterday that bothered me with regard to technology. A mother named Charlotte sent me the story and actually a picture of her 2-year-old, mm-hmm. proud as could be, because the 2-year-old was swiping the screen of her mother's old iPhone as she found a picture of herself. She knew at 2.
That's cute.
Cute.
What? That she knew what she looked like?
No. Well, the fact that she's using this sort of thing. Remember what I said about scrambling brains?
Kids are using their iPhones for like 1.5 years.
But it's horrible. We're going to have a whole generation of people with scrambled brains. They cannot handle the neurons in the brain are not connected yet till you're 3. So you see all of these parents. This mother... has given her old iPhone to her 2-year-old daughter and her 4-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. She sent me a picture of her reading Dora's Ballet Adventure.
On the
screen.
On the device, yeah.
Yeah.
And they watch little cartoons on YouTube. And
well, there are 20...
I don't know about scrambled brains, but I do think that there will be a lot more, attention deficit disorder issues.
There are 20 children's apps aimed at children under the age of 2. Mm-hmm.
It's like the Baby Einstein stuff.
What? But that was horrible. That's horrible. Einstein is terrible. Awful. So what in the world is a book this lady told me to read called Zero to 8 Children's Media Use in America 2013? Maybe we should check that out. I'll get the author on here. But there are people who just say, be careful of this. All right, 59 past the hour. This is Doug's Warning Time.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.